It's the Riding the Wild Bubble podcast. 7-minute musings on music, art, books, film, fashion and food, spirituality and recovery, and the occasional song. Never scripted, always real, fly on the fly. And I'm your host, Knox Bronson, accomplished roué, musician, artist, writer, and builder of gardens. Welcome. I see that Donald Trump in a speech was talking about his advisors telling him not to attack other Republicans. And then he said publicly, "I don't give a shit." Can you imagine what would happen if Barack Obama had ever said, "I don't give a shit," or if Joe Biden said that, and what they would do on Fox News and OAN and all those other places? I mean, they are the biggest hypocrites of all time. I mean, I don't think I need to tell you what I think of Donald Trump. Rudolf Steiner, early 20th century Christian mystic and clairvoyant, who I love, predicted the manifestation of Ahriman, who was a basically deity to, or energy devoted to keeping us trapped in the material plane and all that that entails, that he would be manifested in the early 21st century. Donald Trump is that manifestation. I mean, the most shallow, callow, cowardly, materialistic man that's ever stepped into American public life. But I can't believe that he said, well, I can actually. And his base, they don't care. They love it, you know. I mean, you've seen those naked pictures of Melania. I mean, she was an escort. And remember when they went crazy over Michelle Obama wearing a dress with bare shoulders? These people are just they're the scum of the earth. You know, supposed to love your enemy. Well, I have to imagine that they're not having a very good time these days as everything is collapsing, including Donald Trump's mind, and it's getting to the point where they really can't hide it anymore. So, but yeah, I don't really like to talk about politics or Trump or Republicans because I'm obsessed, and I have been since, well, forever actually. And you know, to me, the turning point in our country was John Kennedy's assassination, and we're dealing with the fallout from that to this day, and the takeover of our country by the money grubbing fascists. And it's rich guys, man. They kill whoever gets in the way. See where that Boeing air company whistleblower committed suicide, but he told some of his friends, "If I die," and they say it's a suicide, it's not suicide. I mean, they kill people. They still do. So, yeah. That's about all I have to say about this today. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe somewhere. And if you would leave a review somewhere, preferably positive, I would really appreciate it. This is Knox, riding the wild bubble with you forever.